Get up with Tim and Jess.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland for Hit CQ on the final Friday before Christmas.
That's right, and our final show for 2017, Tim.
That's right, Jess. I know that there's been massive news overnight, but the big potato in New South Wales, the town of Robertson, is up for sale.
Oh.
If you're interested, obviously, we were earlier this week, we were talking about big things, the big pineapple, the big lobster, the big prawn.
They're bringing the big Milo to like some random town in New South Wales.
In Robertson, New South Wales, the big potato is up for sale. It's connected to a family grocer. That's up for sale. So if you want to get your hands on the big potato, go to hit.com.au. You can check it
out. Can we buy it and bring it to Gladstone?
I think it must stay in Robertson.
Oh.
It's like you can't bring
now I'm not interested.
You can't bring the Sydney Harbour Bridge to Gladstone or Rockhampton.
You can if you put a little engineering into it.
And a bit of hard work. It is Christmas after all. But Jess, massive show this morning. We're going to be chatting to Australian rapper 360. He's coming to town on the 28th of December.
He loves North Queensland, Tim. So he's going to be joining us on the phone just after 8:30.
Yep. Also, our final Hitmas, a chance to win $1,000 with our pressure test. Lorna Jane celebrating VIPs. It is really it's Christmas come early.
Presents.
But Jess, before we get into all of that, I want to talk about something me and you both love.
Oh, yeah?
And we both desire, and it is chicken, specifically Kentucky Fried.
Oh, buddy.
And over in Japan.
You're making me hungry.
Japan is absolutely an innovator.
Do you know what? Japan and their KFC, the reason I want to go to Japan is because of KFC.
There's a very aggressive hand point I just got from the other side
they
of the desk.
They just do it better than everyone else.
Well, I'm going to continue that trend right after this song. It is also R&B Friday. I love Friday. It's the best day. Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, I think there are a lot of people, not only here in central Queensland, but around the world, that have an obsession with KFC.
Yeah, I
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But my favourite thing about being in central Queensland is the KFC in Gladstone has two drive-thru lanes.
It's a wild big city that we live in, and it is fantastic. But there's something that I know that I've never done before, and I'd like to ask you a question to see if you've done this. Have you ever eaten fast food, something like KFC, on public transport?
Yeah, definitely.
You are the lowest form of a human. Why would you do that? It stinks the bus out, mate.
Yeah,
stinks the trains
buses,
out.
Buses, trains. I've even taken I nearly missed my flight home from America because I was getting KFC to take on the plane.
Now, that is a travel journal. I just think that you should not be allowed to eat any form of hot food on public transport because there's 20 other people there minimum.
Yeah, but who
that
cares
have to
about
deal
those
with
people?
It. Well, the Japan KFC cares about those people, Jess.
Right.
Because they have introduced onto their menu low-odor chicken.
Oh, what's the point?
It tastes the exact same. It's a little bit more expensive. It's 80 cents more. So it's like a chicken wing.
Right.
It's instead of $5, it's $5.80.
Okay.
And it's odorless chicken so that you can eat it on public transport without pissing off everybody.
I mean, but isn't half the fun like the smell of the chicken? Like the
no!
The smell of KFC gets me up in the morning, Tim.
Whenever I get fast food, the worst part is when the next day when I go into my car, and then it's like, well, first of all, I feel bad because I've caved and I've got fast food. And then secondly, it's like, now my car's reminding me because my car stinks like this fast food.
And then your girlfriend finds out.
Yeah.
She's
but
not
now,
happy.
See, there is not many positives to a long-distance relationship. Fast food is definitely a positive of this long-distance relationship.
I'm not on board with this odorless chicken.
I just think that you need... I know you don't catch public transport anymore because you're too good for that life, apparently. When you turn famous, you get your bus ticket taken away from you.
I turned 17 and I was like, nah, I'm not about this life.
Well, KFC in Japan, they've just invested a whole bunch of millions of dollars they don't really need.
How do you remove the odor from the chicken? This is my big question.
I assume you don't cook it.
Yeah.
Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, it turns out there's a new dating trend that's emerging just in time for Christmas.
Sure.
And it was a survey done by eHarmony that picked this up. And it turns out that 1 in 10 singles will have their ex contact them looking for a fling over Christmas.
Over Christmas or leading up to Christmas?
Leading up to Christmas and then during the holiday period.
Well, I guess it's a time when most people at the same time, most Australians have at least a minimum of a week off.
Yes.
Between Christmas Day and New Year's Eve.
And apparently this is so common that they've named it. And they're calling it Marleying.
Marleying?
Yeah, it's named after Scrooge's ghost business partner, Jacob Marley, who appears out of nowhere on Christmas Eve after being gone for years.
It's like...
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I... See, is that a is it a trend though, or is it just
well,
behaviour?
One in 10 single people getting a message from from their past.
Is it just single people?
It's not just singles, but mainly singles.
Mainly singles. So essentially, like, say, I've been seeing someone in January or February the year prior, like this year, and then it all goes bad, and then, look, I've been doing nothing. I've been on my own. I've been doing fine. Ding, 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 Christmas rolls around.
Yep.
Ding!
And a lot of girls would probably know this feeling that sometimes, you know, you're doing really well in your life, you're feeling really good about yourself, and then it's like your ex knows that you're doing well and they'll crop up out of nowhere just to ruin all your progress.
It's like there's like a force in the world.
Seriously, they can feel your energy. They're like, oh, Jess is doing too well with herself right now. She's feeling too good about herself. I better message her and make her question everything.
Well, it's the universe giving back to you. So maybe if you're bringing negative energy into the universe, this is your payback, Jess. Maybe you're doing something wrong. Are you bringing this up because it's a study or because this is happening to you?
I mean, a little bit of both. A little from column A, a little from column B. I definitely copped a message this week that I wasn't too proud of.
I guess that really is the true meaning of Christmas, Jess.
What, returning to your ex and making bad choices?
Ho, 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 little children.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Before I talk about this, I just want a preference. It's about man junk.
Right.
The downstairs
your
man area.
Your face for the last song has just been the face of pure glee.
Because my job here is to entertain, and I found the most entertaining story that your Friday can handle.
You know what? Bring us home for 2017 with this story,
if you're on
Tim.
Smoko already, put your food and your cigarettes down because I'm about to change the world. The man with the second largest penis in the world is calling cheat and calling foul on the new world record holder.
Right.
So the new world record holder has a 19-inch member.
Wow.
Yes.
That's too much.
So this has only come out in the last sort of few months, the new record holder. They've discovered him. The John Falcon, who has been the current and for a very long time longest member world record holder, 13.5 inches.
Okay.
But...
So that's a big difference.
That is a big difference. But the new bloke, Roberto from Mexico...
Of course.
...has been using weights to stretch and elongate his member.
Oh, does that work?
Apparently. but John from New York, he's not happy. He's calling foul, he's calling cheat, he's calling almost drug violation without it being drug, sort of like enhancements. He's saying, look, the guy has been stretching it, it's not fair. From what I understand, it's normal, but I think it's ridiculous. He seems kind of desperate. No matter how big he is, it's not going to change the fact that I'm 13.5 inches.
Right, okay.
So he's very... And he also added, if you can't use it, what good is it for? But calm down, John. And I know that this is probably a little bit crude and a little bit crass, but there's literally a war of words going on about your downstairs member right now.
Meanwhile, every other guy across the entire world just going, all right, guys, let's just chill out.
It's like, that's not the... All right, who's got the big... It's like, all right, I had to argue whether or not I could afford peanut butter the other day to my bank. So it was like, oh, come on, guys. So there's lots of things going on that are worse in the world. But just this is unbelievable. What do you take out of this?
I mean, I take the fact that John Falcon is obviously, I mean, he's a little bit salty that he's the number two now.
I do have a proposition for you.
What's that?
Do you want me to access their phone numbers? I can pass them on to you. We can have a...
You know what, buddy? I think I'm good. I think I'm all right. I'm all set.
It's Tim and Jess. The Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, I got some adorable snail mail yesterday.
Yep.
I've only just started giving out my address to people, so I was like, oh, who could this be from?
That's incredible because, like, you don't hear, like, other celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Cate Blanchett giving away their address. But you look at you here, getting your fan mail on time, just like you demanded. Jess is famous, if that's what you're missing out on.
If you want to send me some snail mail, 65 Central Lane.
That's definitely not her house.
No, it's not my house. It is where we work. And this is where I got the letter from yesterday. It was a Christmas card. I was pretty excited, unopened it. I was like, Claire and Kevin. Who do I know named Claire and Kevin?
I can guarantee they're over 40 because they are not young people names.
Turns out it was my old next door neighbours from when I lived in Mount Gambier.
In South Australia. So this is because you lived in a unit.
Yeah, I lived in a block of 6 units when I was in South Australia.
Block party.
And so I was number 5 and Claire and Kevin were number 6.
Is Kevin the one that threatened to drown your cat if it kept killing his goldfish?
Yes.
Sounds like a lovely bloke.
They were really lovely humans. And every couple of days I would go and check in on them, just say hi and, you know, we'd catch up, whatever.
Sure.
But then yesterday I opened my Christmas card from Claire and Kevin and enclosed inside was 8 pages. Just a short, quick note to let me know how they're doing.
How old are Claire and Kevin?
They'd be well into their 70s and 80s.
See, this is the thing. They have picked you now as a letter receiver.
So
and you
cute.
Will receive essays from here until the end.
I don't know where they got my address from, Tim.
They would have called famous.org.
Okay.
And
all right.
They would have called a website.
So it starts off, "Hello, Jess," 3 exclamation marks.
We're not reading the whole thing, are
no,
we?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Just a quick note, 8 pages.
Yep.
Then she goes on to say that they've got a get-together happening for the street.
Block party.
On the 16th of December, if I want to join them. I picked it up yesterday, the 21st
of
December.
Absolutely will not
Sorry,
be able
Claire
to
and
attend.
Kev won't be able to be there.
Sorry, guys.
Won't make it. She then goes on to talk about what's happened to Mount Gambier since I left.
Sure. Not much.
She says, much of the same outlook by so many who are resistant to change and loathe to embrace new ideas.
This is coming from a 70-year-old. Normally, they are the ones that are loathing to change.
Claire is very progressive.
Oh, good on you,
Claire. She then goes on.
Kevin, on the other hand, don't get me started.
Well, she then goes on to tell me about what's been going on with the rest of the people in our block of 6 units.
Sure.
Apparently, she offered an invite to number 4 to the Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
and he gave her 2 sentences of appreciation, 2 sentences more than last year, but I live in hope.
So she's just bitching.
Kev is still looking for an ankle bracelet on him.
Oh, my God. I do love older people.
There were 8 pages of just like bitching about our neighbours, telling me about her kids.
Apparently, from what I overheard yesterday, unit number 2 didn't get invited to the block
no,
party.
No, everyone still hates him and with good reason because he was awful.
Because he used to park on the strip instead of his car park.
Tim, he used to park in the areas where you weren't allowed to park. It was
clearly says
for.
No parking. And so, under the strata, it does not go.
I have a new pen pal, and I'm going to have to write Claire and Kev back.
Well, geez, you haven't got a spare 5 hours to write 8 pages. You can finally use your journalism degree.
I know.
Woo! Yeah.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, we're wrapping things up for 2017 today.
Indeed.
But we will be back January 15th with a brand new show, 2018.
And it's 3 weeks, so we've got 3 weeks off after working very hard for the last 5-6 weeks here. We thought, you know what, we'd half the amount of time we've worked and take that off because, boy, we've earned it.
This company is just doing really wonders for us.
Just
it really
fantastic.
Is.
But no, we're looking forward to having 3 weeks off. We're going to go and have a bit of an adventure and go and have a bit of a journey individually and we'll come back. But Jess, what I'd like to offer for yourself, for myself and for the people of Central Queensland is a 3-week pledge.
Yeah.
And because New Year's resolution, that's 12 months you got to wait to find out if you reach your goal.
And always you're done within 2 days.
Exactly.
It's
so
too long.
We thought we might as well kick this off early. So on 13, 12, 16, call me and Jess. And give us a 3-week pledge. Something you want to do in the next 3 weeks.
We will keep you accountable because you'll have to report back to us on January 15th.
Keep your name, keep your number, and we're going to report back, as Jess just said. And we're also going to make pledges between us.
Okay. Give me your pledge, Tim.
I am pledging...
Here we go.
...to lose 5 kilos.
5 kilos?
I have decided that Christmas is already going to be a journey for me. Food-wise, and I, as soon as Christmas Day is done, then I will focus on my 3-week
pledge. Is this because you tried on your new bathers yesterday and they didn't look how you wanted them to?
Yeah, the shorts were a bit tight, but that's fine. So I pledge,
okay.
I, Timothy Bulch, pledge to lose 5 kilos before January 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, I've written it on my hand, so it's got to get done.
All right, so have you done a weigh-in today?
No, I don't have scales,
okay.
But I'll get to...
This may be an issue.
I'll do that. I'll just assume, but like, I feel 5 kilos lighter. Anyway, Jess, what is your 3-week
okay,
pledge?
Okay, my 3-week pledge, I think I'm going to go no soft drink for 3 weeks.
Hmm.
You know I drink soft drink like every day.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
See, I don't think that's enough for you. If someone said to me, does Jess drink lots of soft drink? I would say no.
I do.
Is it in secret, in shame?
Yes, I hide it from you because I don't want you to judge me.
Why would I judge you? I drink more probably. So you're going to not drink soft drink?
Yep.
What are the punishments for if we don't do these things?
I mean, no punishment, just embarrassment on the radio, right? Is that a...
I think that we'd have to... We'll come up with a punishment and we'll figure it out.
Can I slap you in the face with a fish?
Sure. And if not, I can slap you in the face with a fish. So 13, 12, 16,
find a fish.
Give us a call right now and set in your three-week pledge. We will check in with you when we come back on January 15. I hope someone's brave enough to... Because we're brave. I hope someone is brave enough to do this. On 13, 12, 16, we have been asking for someone to join Jess and myself in a pledge for the next 3 weeks. Because we have 3 weeks off. We're back January 15, but we want to be held accountable and to achieve something so we don't have to do a whole New Year's resolution.
Why not spend 3 weeks trying to better ourselves, Tim?
Sure. So, Jess, you have pledged to not have soft drinks for the next 3 weeks.
And which is going to be hard when I get my KFC meal deals and I can't
ask
get a
for
Pepsi.
Water and they go, excuse me.
You're at KFC.
Are you sure? And I have pledged that I will lose 5 kilos in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think it's ambitious. But
it
it's
is ambitious.
I've written it on my hand, so it must be done.
It's borderline unhealthy.
Oh, well. Can't win them all. So, and if we do not successfully uphold ourselves and our honesty, then we will be slapped in the face with a fish.
Yes.
So we wanted someone to join us for this beautiful pain to have a three-week pledge instead of this New Year's resolution. And we've had Nikki from Rocky call through on 13, 12, 16. Nikki, what is the pledge you would like to make for the next 3 weeks?
I will get up every morning and go for a walk.
Oh, all Nikki, right. That's a good one.
Nikki, I do like that because it's very similar to mine. But as we just spoke about for Jess and myself, there must be a punishment for if this is not held accountable, Nikki.
Yeah.
What do you think would be...
Have you got a partner, Nikki? Someone that can keep track of this for you?
I do. I have my husband and he gets up every morning and he gives me a nudge and I just go back to sleep.
Right.
What's your husband's name?
Mark
will be the judge, and we'll probably speak to Mark as well when we get back.
We'll probably have to check in with Mark on January 15th too, and hopefully you have kept to this pledge.
And if not, then you will need to send us a video of Mark slapping you in the face with a fish.
That is the rules. We don't make them up, we just enforce them.
I love it.
So, Nikki, say it out loud. What is your pledge? Say, I, Nikki, pledge...
I, Nikki, pledge I will get up every morning for the next 3 weeks and go for a walk.
I held my hand up while you did that, so that's legal tender.
It's official.
Looking forward to chatting to you in January, Nikki. Have a great holidays.
You guys too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas,
mate.
Nikki.
Can I change the punishment?
Okay.
What if we get on like a buggy or something and people hold a hand out and we just drive past and just get heaps of slaps? Just like slap.
It's going to be harder to organise, but I think it's definitely, worse than getting slapped in the face with a fish.
I definitely don't have more than 5 friends, so it's going to be...
You have more than 2 friends.
It's going to be a short line.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, Aussie rapper 360 is going to be at the Harvey Road Tavern December 28th in Gladstone, and we are lucky enough to be joined on with him on the phone right now. Good morning, Mr. 360.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're going good, mate.
Is it 360 or Mr. 360? I mean, what do you prefer?
Everyone calls me Six. So my friends call me Six or 60. So you guys feel free to call me whatever you want.
Everyone in the office was making fun of me because I was going around going, well, we're chatting to 3 and we're chatting to 6 later on this morning. And everyone's going, ha, ha, ha.
I said, Tim, it's Mr. 60 to you. show
some
respect.
Some people even call me 3-2, so that's actually good.
3-2.
Now, Mr. 360, you are going to be here on the 28th of December in Gladstone at the Harvey Road Tavern. Tell us about why you've picked North Queensland as your New Year's tour.
North Queensland, to be completely honest with you, every show we play there is just insanely rowdy. So, yeah, it's just going to be an amazing time. I think especially that time of year, it's just going to be a big party, kind of very rowdy show, you know? And it's just, yeah, probably the funnest place to play North Queensland shows.
Yeah, are you keen to get your new album, Vintage Modern, out and into those sort of audiences?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how the new songs go down live and stuff like that. Like, I'm very excited and nervous at the same time, to be honest.
Well, that's good. It means it still means something to you. And talking about stuff that actually you're feeling, like, We've read that this album, the creative process was really different. You've been sober for a while now. Can you tell us about the differences of the creative process of being sober compared to maybe not being sober at a different time?
I think in the past, well, when I was heavy on the drugs and stuff like that, I thought that, you know, I needed the drugs to be able to be creative. And when I got off the drugs, that was in my head for a while. So it took me about 6 months to realize that I actually didn't know. After 6 months, I realized that I was writing a lot better music while I was sober. So the album actually came together quite easily, and everything was so much better than when I was on drugs. It's actually a really positive thing.
Well, it's great to hear you going so well, mate. And we love hearing like that. And we're so pumped to see you at the 28th of December at Harvey Road Tavern here in Gladstone. And thank you very much for chatting to us, Mr. 360.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate.
If you want to find out more about 360's new album, Vintage Modern, you can find him on Facebook.
That's right. Download and stream at Spotify and iTunes. It's Tim and Jess, the Hit CQ.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.